exhausted. Tuck it out.
Tuck it out.
A monkey. Now that's what I call the monkey. Yeah, that Joey, who was Julia's husband, used to all that when I do any work, you know. He said, "Mr. better go sit down in the shade for a while. Looks like you about done monkey."
Okay, that's interesting. Let me see. If you've worked like that, you might say if you and to describe yourself, if you use wear out, you might say I've been working all day and I'm all
worn out.
Okay. If a person's been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say last night she. Yeah, let me try another one. If she's sick today and it started last Sunday, you say last Sunday she
became sick.
Became sick. Okay. Have you ever used took sick?
Oh yes. I think that I will, but even then, it would be almost in a jocular sense,
uh-huh.
And it would not be about someone else. To say that you might say, like say if you hungover, something like it. I done took sick this morning.
Okay.
Although these days I'm more likely to say I've been waylaid by banditti or something.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody, you might say if somebody, he's sick now, but he'll be well again, to refer to sometime in the future. She'll be up again.
Later. Well, soon.
By and by, you ever use that?
Yeah, I don't use it, but I've heard it.
You've heard it, okay. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say last night he what?
Caught a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, he'd become
hoarse.
Okay. And
I think I'm trying to make this harder than it really is.
Yeah.
I'm not deliberately doing so.
No, you're overeducated. You've got too many things going on in your mind. Somebody who catches a cold, sometimes he might say, well, I've got a little, like,
cough.
Okay. Then he might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little, what?
A little sick.
Okay. But if he's not necessarily sick, but it's just getting late at night, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Okay. At 6 o'clock, I'll what?
Get up.
Okay. If it's now 6 o'clock and it's time to get up, you might say, well, he's still sleeping. I better go.
Wake him.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, somebody who's sick, if there's medicine still by their bedside, you might ask, why haven't you
taken it?
Okay. And the patient might answer, well, I'm talking about having taken some yesterday. Well, I